Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Friday, the 7th of February, coming up. Hear from the Dover MP as a record number of migrants cross the channel in one day.
It's essential that we actually do more to stop these small boat crossings and make sure that wherever someone is rescued in the channel, they are taken safely and securely back to France.
Find out how much extra we'll be paying in our council tax to fund police.
It's going to mean 181 more police officers for Kent. It's going to mean more PCSOs tackling crime and antisocial behaviour and preventing it from happening in the first place.
And in sport, Gillingham get ready to face Burton Albion.
In most fixtures in League One, it's going to be physical at times and the weather conditions and all the rest of it, you've got to take into consideration. So it's not going to be an easy game, put it that way.
Kent News.
So first up today, the MP for Dover says French authorities need to be doing more to stop migrants illegally crossing the channel. It's after 90 men, women and children arrived in Kent yesterday. That's thought to be the highest number ever in a single day. Conservative Natalie Elphick has been speaking to Sky News.
We saw an extraordinary number of small boats who had escaped the detection in France and had made their way into British waters. And there they were rescued, and they were rescued by an extraordinary operation that took most of the facilities of our search and rescue through, from Border Force to Coast Guard to RNLI, even a plane was deployed. We've seen emergency ambulances rush to the scene. This is an enormous amount of resource on the English side that's been deployed from daily operations. So it's essential that we actually do more to stop these small boat crossings, have an agreement with France, and make sure that wherever someone is rescued in the channel, they are taken safely and securely back to France. And that way, both traffickers and migrants alike will know that this isn't a route to break into Britain, and it's the surest deterrent to put a stop to this dreadful trade in people. This is organised crime, it is people trafficking, and it's really important that we don't let vulnerable people fall into the hands of people traffickers and set off on these dangerous voyages across the busiest channel, the busiest shipping lane in pretty much the world. I think we saw that when the organised crime gangs were tackled by France in a European operation a few weeks ago, that actually the small boats stopped for a while and we had a small lull in Dover. So we know that there is a big action to be taken against organised crime. But what we also know is that if we had a different tag, if we actually made sure that people knew this wasn't a successful route to cross, that would be the surest way to put a stop to this dangerous trade in people. I think there'll be upcoming talks with France and perhaps with Belgium and other authorities. And I think it's really important to make sure that we look after people who are in this position of migration, to make sure that they're not taking these dangerous journeys, that they're not taking children on these dangerous journeys in small, overcrowded boats in perilous wintry conditions, and that they are looked after safely in France and many other countries before they get to France.
The Home Office say they're tackling the issue on all fronts.
Kent Online reports.
A weather warning for strong winds this weekend has been upgraded as we get ready for Storm Kira to hit Kent. An amber alert's now been issued for part of the county on Sunday, with a yellow warning covering the rest. The Met Office says gusts of up to 80 miles per hour could cause travel disruption, damage to buildings, power cuts, and even pose a risk to life. Inspectors say victims have given up reporting some crimes because they've lost faith that those responsible will be punished. The police watchdog says forces can't cope with the number of offences that are being reported. Yesterday we told you about data which shows 71% of burglaries in Kent over an 11-month period last year went unsolved. Meantime, it's been confirmed the police part of our council tax bill is going up this year. Bosses have approved a 5.2% hike. It means the average bandee household will pay around £203 a year, which is about £10 more than before. Kieran's been chatting to Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott, who suggested the increase.
So what it's going to mean is three key things. One, it's going to mean 181 more police officers for Kent. It's going to mean more PCSOs tackling crime and antisocial behaviour and preventing it from happening in the first place. And also an investment in our really important police staff who provide important functions that support policing and are the glue that hold the policing family together. That's in return for a £10 per year increase in the council tax, or 83 pence per month. I think that represents a good deal, and it will mean that the Chief Constable is able to do even more to tackle antisocial behaviour, burglary, robbery and serious violence.
And when you say it's going to mean extra officers on the street, is it also going to mean extra staff? What else is this funding going to be used for?
There's going to be a few key things which come out of this. One is stepping up the activity even further against county lines, and whilst they've had substantial success in the last year in reducing knife crime and some serious violence, we need to keep that pressure up. So county lines will be a focus of this. There's going to be more resources going into local schools to support young people, teachers and parents and keep people safe. There's going to be increased focus on vulnerability and supporting victims of domestic abuse, domestic violence, but also maintaining the commitment to public contact and visibility. I think this represents a great deal for residents. The police force will be bigger than it's ever been in this county, and it's only going to grow further in the future.
Despite that, there was one other thing in the report that I saw about Kent Police may have to make £9 million worth of efficiency savings. How are you going to go about tackling that?
So that's to make sure that we're able to reinvest all of the money which is being generated into frontline policing. Those savings have been identified. I'm scrutinising those to make sure that they are fair and that they're proportionate and that they don't cause adverse consequences. And there are things in there that I think, you know, we do need to continue to save money. In the future, the savings requirement won't be there because we'll have done all of the hard work now. And that means that in the future, we'll be able to invest even more in local policing.
Kent Online News.
Kent Online can reveal more than 3,600 people in Kent are now banned from driving, yet police are catching hundreds behind the wheel while disqualified. They arrested 200 for the offence in 2018 and 213 last year. You can see how many were disqualified where you live at kentonline.co.uk. A music venue in Kent has been given thousands of pounds in funding to convert the toilets so they're gender neutral. Ramsgate Music Hall opened in 2014 and was given cash by the Arts Council to redevelop the bathroom space. Bosses say it's to make sure everyone feels welcome and safe. You can let us know what you think by voting in our poll online. So far, the majority of people think there are more important things the money could be spent on.
Kent Online Showbiz.
Anne-Marie's been chatting to KMFM about her new single. She was on Breakfast with Gary and Laura talking about Birthday, which has been released today. The 28-year-old also revealed the latest trend among her followers.
Do you know what? A lot of fans have been getting tattoos. Whenever I meet them, they want me to write a tattoo for them, so I have my handwriting on their bodies.
What do you write?
Sometimes it's like my name, but I think I met like three fans yesterday in the studio, and one of them had I Love You written on it that I'd written on one of their tickets.
Oh.
Which is really cool. One of them had Confidence written on them because I've got a tattoo saying Confidence on my body and I wrote that for them. And another one, she was like, write down whatever you want. So I wrote, who cares? That is a good question to ask yourself when you're getting worked up about saying, can you have a little look at tattoo? And it's like, yeah, who cares?
If you missed their chat, you can listen again at kmfm.co.uk.
Kent Online Sport.
Football and Gillingham will be looking to continue their push towards the League One playoff places as they travel to Burton Albion this weekend. Steve Evans's side are on a run of 10 games unbeaten and sit 12th in the table, just 8 points off the top six. Tom's been speaking to midfielder Ben Pringle.
League Two and League One, you get a couple of wins and you go from bottom to top and the other way around. So as long as there's games left, which there's plenty of games left, and there's, you know, it's not a million miles away, we just keep going and see what happens. Like you say, you get a couple of results and it all changes. So until the games, there's no games left, then we just keep doing what we're doing and improving, I guess.
Barton obviously 11th on the table, Gillingham 12th just behind. A good chance as well to climb the table, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got to take points off the teams around us. If we want to get higher up in the league, those are the things that we need to be doing. Obviously, the teams below us, you think, you know, we're up here for a reason, so we should be getting maximum points. But definitely the teams around us, we look to get a result. In most fixtures in League One, it's going to be physical at times, and the ball will have to go direct, and it'll, you know, the weather conditions and all the rest of it, you've got to take into consideration. So it's not going to be an easy game, put it that way.
That's it for today, but for more news at any time, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.